Good morning. Welcome to Mindset Goddess. I'm Valeska. Welcome back. In today's episode, we are discussing how to stop making excuses for not taking action and how to start taking action. So let's say that there is this thing that you have been wanting to do and you keep telling yourself that you're going to do it eventually, but you haven't done it yet. And you keep telling yourself that you're going to do it tomorrow, you're going to do it later today, you're going to do it next week, you're going to do it next month, and you still haven't done that thing that you've been wanting to do. So the first thing you need to do is look at the whole situation and decide why it is that you have not taken action. Is there a fear behind this reason? Are you intimidated about something? What is it? What is your desired action, and why have you not taken action? Write it down. Write down the reasons that you believe you have not taken action. And once you have that written down, you can understand a little bit better as to why you keep procrastinating. Maybe it's something that intimidates you or scares you, or something that's really new, or something that you feel you're not qualified to do, or something that you fear your husband's going to disagree with or your wife will not like. What are the reasons? Get clear on the reasons as to why you have not started that thing. And once you understand that, put those fears to the side and find the reasons why you should do that thing. Write down the reasons why you should take that desired action. And the reason for doing this is that the reasons become a replacement for your excuses. So let's say that my reason for not taking action is that I'm afraid my partner is not going to agree with it. Instead of going with that story and continuing to not take action because I'm afraid he's not going to agree with it, I will find a reason why I should do it. My reason becomes I can change a lot of lives by doing this work. I can influence other people's lives in a positive way by doing this work. So then I take that reason and I replace it. I put it in the place of the fear and I put the fear to the side. And then I go with step number one, which is whatever the first step is for that desired action, you have to decide what that step is. I go ahead and take that first step. And then you go on with the second step, and you go on with the third step. The whole idea of doing this is to turn your reasons into the desired action. So in other words, turn the reasons. I'm sorry, it's so early in the morning, I haven't had my second cup of coffee. Take the reasons and replace the excuses, right? And then the excuses should not matter anymore because your reasons should be stronger than your excuses. You have one life to live on this earth, and you deserve to be happy, and you deserve to be doing the thing which makes you the happiest. And the problem with always telling ourselves that we're going to do it tomorrow, we're going to try it tomorrow, is that we never actually do it. The most successful people in the world are people who make quick decisions and jump right in. That is so important here. So once you do the thing, once you start doing whatever thing you want to do, you will see that the universe and God will help you along the way. Just start it and everything will work out. Things will just magically fall into place. Before writing my book, I was always worried about how will I get the illustrations for the book? How will I afford to pay someone for the illustrations? How will I find the right person for the illustrations for my children's book? But this time when I wrote the book, first of all, I wrote the books in one weekend. It came so easily for me because I was so inspired to do it. And I also found someone to illustrate the images that I needed for the book within 1 week. So when something is aligned for you, when God, when the universe sees that you are trying and sees that you are taking that action, they will help you. they will align the right people in your life. God will align, God and the universe, that's why I keep saying they, God, the universe, they will align the right people in your life, the right circumstances, the right resources. Believe me, it will all come together, kind of like a puzzle. At first, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know where to put this piece. I don't know where to put that piece. But you slowly work on that puzzle. And as you work on the puzzle more and more, all of the pieces start to come together until you have this beautiful finished product. And that's what it's like to start a project or to start something new in your life or something different in your life. It's like a puzzle. You have to start with the first piece. You cannot finish the puzzle if you don't start with the first piece. Once you start with the first piece, you continue on finding the next pieces, and then you create a beautiful puzzle, and your product is finished, or your task is finished. So that's my advice for you guys today. Hopefully you understood everything I said. It's really early in the morning here, and I don't usually make episodes so early in the morning, but I was inspired to come on this morning and talk about that for a few minutes. I love you. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and please give me a review. I need some reviews. It would be great to have one, and come back for the next episode. Have an awesome day, guys. Take care.